www.thebrainfarm.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the amazing thing about the human body. And the thing is that all we have to do is make better choices every single day. Learn more, educate ourselves more, and we can empower our health, which will empower our life. And that's unbelievable when you see that. And you see it in someone's life, because so many things, or so many times, we get stuck in a rut. And we get diagnosed with something like arthritis or depression or anxiety. We lose a job. Somebody dies. We go through depression, deal with anxiety. And then all of a sudden, it's like the world's crashing in on us, when all we have to do is start making the right choices to dig ourselves out and get stuck where we are and start making better choices for our health and for our life. And we can. But it starts with you. No one else can make a decision for your life but you. The doctor can't do it for you, your husband, your wife, your kids, coworkers. No one else can take responsibility for your health and your life but you. And so on this show, that's what we want to do. We want to be an encouragement to you, a voice to you, to help you go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And that is one of the greatest things you can do. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Reggie Leach. He says, success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. I love it. Let's go to Joe Dean. I think I said that right. Is it Joe Dean?
It's Joe Dean Harris.
Joe Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help?
I have a brother who's been diagnosed with a cirrhosis of the liver. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and he's out now. He's never been a drinker, but he had hepatitis some years ago. And he's on furosemide, I think, and lactulose, and some other spironolactone or something. He's wanting to know if this, as much as can be done, or is there something nutrition-wise he should be doing?
There's a lot that he should be considering if we're dealing with the liver.
Uh-huh.
Now, what have the doctors told him? Nothing?
I beg your pardon?
What have the doctors told him? Nothing?
My battery is running down in my phone. I've been waiting so long, I forgot my charger. I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
That's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to answer your question. We'll put you on hold here, Jay, if you don't mind. Now, when you deal with the liver, there's a couple things that you always have to consider. Just in general, the liver itself is one of the top regenerating organs in the body. So regardless of what damage happens to the liver, even with something like hepatitis B or hepatitis C, which can be very challenging in their own right, the liver is fairly resilient. Now, depending on the decline of a disease process toward the liver, that can be the deciding factor and at the level that it's declining. So that's just a couple of things to consider in the middle of that process. Now, for general liver health, detoxification is the key. So eating well is very important. Not putting a toxic overload, meaning a lot of preservatives, a lot of processed foods in the body that the liver has to work double time and overtime to overcome. So that is vital and that is important. Using certain supplements can be helpful. And there's good research on something like milk thistle. And again, it's not an end-all be-all, as we say in the South, but it can be very beneficial and it can be very helpful. But again, it's more than anything, it's about healthy lifestyle. If he can maintain healthy habits, drinking plenty of water, getting good proper rest, eating a non or an anti-inflammatory diet like that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which will set the body and set the stage for the body to function at a very high level. If he can do those things and start eating healthy, start exercising as best he can with the energy that he has, and pumping that lymphatic system and helping the body naturally detoxify, those are some of the best things that he can do. Because the body will change, and it's possible. I'm not saying that it definitely will just turn around and that everything's going to be fine, but it will change, and he just has to be willing to change. And he has to be willing to change his habits. And that's the key. So from a natural perspective, there are things like a liver gallbladder flush that helps clean out the liver and the gallbladder. You can do research on that. If it's in my book, Empowering Your Health, also has that in there. And those are the kind of things. But if he's under the care of a physician and it's at that level, then whatever you decide to do or whatever he decides to do, from a natural perspective, make sure the doc knows. And it's, you know, and I'm adamant about that, because the head coach, who the PCP, the primary care provider, is always the head coach. A lot of people will just go out and do their own thing. I'm not a big fan of that. And people call me all the time, and they want to, what's the remedy for this and that and the other? And I don't mind talking about these sorts of things. But just don't go home and try to wing it yourself. That's not good. And I just want to make that point really, really clear, because let's go now to Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for taking my call. About 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I tried this CPAP machine for a couple months, and it didn't work out too well. And I wonder if you have any suggestions that I might try. Last fall, I tried some alternative nutrition response testing. I don't know if you've probably heard of that or not. But,
definitely.
The different products didn't help any. And my physician recommended I take extra vitamin D, and I've been doing that for several years, but nothing changed much. Do you have any suggestions that I might try or do?
What is your height and weight?
I'm about 6 foot and 165 pounds.
Okay. And so dealing with sleep apnea, have they done blood work on you to check all your different values and all, and they said everything's fine?
Yes, everything checked out pretty well, yeah. I've always been low on the vitamin D, but I've taken extra since then.
Okay. What about B12?
I'm not sure if they tested that. I'm not positive on that now. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's all right. I'm just curious. There are some blood tests that you would want to run and that are not standard. If they haven't dug deep enough, you probably just ran some basic tests. And if everything was checked out there, they usually won't dig any deeper. And you could have a lack of oxygen going into the blood, meaning you could have possibly a B12 deficiency. Intrinsic factor could be low as well. There's another blood test called TIBC, total iron binding capacity. And that's a great way to really evaluate the iron levels in the body. Iron puts the oxygen in the red blood cells. And when they get low, potential toward anemia, that can cause some of these issues, as well as ferritin. Ferritin is a storage tank for iron as well. And it is kind of the reservoir. And when it gets really low, like down 50 or below, then it becomes a challenge, because then you're not able to utilize the iron that you do have. So there's a lot of good information in the blood test. If they don't do the right ones, if they kind of just the basic ones and don't dig deep enough, that could be an issue. So I'd probably look into that. And there are strong evidence around food allergies causing swelling within the throat area and within the area back there that can cause some of these issues with apnea, especially for someone like yourself that's not overweight. That's why I asked you height and weight. So you might want to look into avoiding certain foods like dairy and wheat. And
my America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
TalkCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, they found that heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Well, that's kind of like one of those duh moments. It's kind of like, yeah, well, we get that. Smoking's tied to just about everything. Well, they found that it's really strongly tied to kidney cancer. And just so you know, the kidneys are pretty amazing. They're one of the top three organ systems that we have to function, or we're out for the count. And I talked to a nephrologist the other day, and we were just having a discussion just about several things health-wise. And he said that actually our kidneys, with everyone, begin a pretty strong decline at the age of 35. And I was thinking, well, gosh, that's not very hopeful. I think that no matter who you are, technically, biologically, that there's a strong decline that kicks in at age 35 with our kidneys. And depending on our lifestyle choices that we make every single day based from that age of 35 will determine the span of how well our kidneys do through the end of our life. So you think about that for a second, because kidneys play such a big role. And then, of course, if you have a health challenge like diabetes, that's going to speed the rate of how the kidneys can decline, and high blood pressure can do the same thing as well. So in this, they're talking about smoking, how it increases the risk of advanced kidney cancers and our kidney cancer. And a new study at Duke University Medical Center reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer or renal cell carcinoma between 2000 and 2009. And they found that a current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking, smoking for a longer period of time and smoking more, was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of having advanced disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. And the findings were slated for a presentation Sunday at a special press conference at the American Urological Association's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Another study scheduled for presentation at the same time, briefing, found the rates of bladder cancer did not fall along with the lower rates of smoking in the United States. The researchers examined a national database and found that lung cancer rates declined along with decreasing per capita consumption of cigarettes between 1973 and 2007, but the same type of consistent decline was not seen in bladder cancer rates. So there may have been a decrease in bladder cancer due to smoking, but that decrease was offset by other factors contributing in a rise of bladder cancer in the last few decades. So these two studies shed a new insight, they say, into the role that smoking might have for two important urological cancers. The news conference moderator, Dr. Toby Kohler, said in a news release, for kidney cancer, it is true that kidney tumors are more often being detected these days when they're smaller. However, smoking seems to confer a much greater risk than that cancer may be more aggressive. Cessation of smoking seems to lower the risk. Well, quitting smoking is going to lower the risk for a lot of issues within the body. I mean, and I think all physicians would agree getting patients to quit smoking would be half the battle. That and drinking alcohol and being sedentary and overeating. I mean, you cut that out in our lifestyle in America, and you would see our health improve greatly. So it's about motivating and encouraging people to break through these habits and going to the next level in their health and with their life. 888-283-7272. Also, you can sign up for a weekly email newsletter. It goes out to you each and every week, and it will give great information. Also, other experts that we bring on to interview as well. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, son. My wife is 34 this year, and she has a lot of pain with arthritis. She's been getting progressively worse for the last 4 years. It's rheumatoid because her fingers are going kind of crazy. They're turning, you know. Mm-hmm. Her great-grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis. And what I was wanting to know, other than to watch the diet part of the stuff to stay away from, the other night I heard you talk about vitamin D. Could you please talk about that? And is there anything wrong with getting a very small amount of garlic, oil of oregano, and curcumin in my wife's diet to help with the inflammation because she doesn't. She's a tough little soldier. She doesn't even take the ibuprofen for the inflammatory. But every year she's just getting worse and worse. And I'll take my answer off there. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on. Stay. Don't drop off if you can. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to ask you some questions. The first is, so she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis how long ago?
7 years.
7 years ago, and how deformed are her hands right now?
Well, they're not. You have to look to see. They're not bad, you know, but I mean, the fingers are, instead of straight, they're going in the wrong direction. They're bending at the knuckles and the joints. They're deforming. Well,
yeah, they're deforming now. So she's not taking any. Hold on, she's not taking any of the methotrexate or any of the medication that they Remicade. None of that.
No, she will not. Now, keep in mind, she's a very intelligent woman. As a matter of fact, she's a lab tech at a major hospital. But she has always believed that her body does the healing. She doesn't want to get treated for it. And try as I may. Many different ways. I don't know how it works in your house, but in my house, she just will not. She just won't do it until she's forced to do it. Do you understand my dilemma?
Yeah, I do. I get it because I know you. You're all about. You want her to go natural and be as healthy as possible, but you also want her to be able to salvage her hands at whatever cost,
right?
And not lose any of that,
right?
All right, let me tell you this. I recently, yesterday actually, worked with one of the top rheumatologists in the country. And I'm going to tell you some insights that he actually shared with me yesterday that actually opened my eyes. And here I am, you know, this natural guy that likes to do everything natural, and I really learned some things from an evidence-based that opened my eyes that I learned about rheumatoid arthritis that I think I'm going to share with you, and it's very timely that we're having this conversation. I do understand that, you know, there's only so much you can do. And when you love somebody, you can't force them to do anything. You can only love them through something and encourage them and be a cheerleader. And that's why you're calling me. She's like, man, I need some ammo to help my...
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, I was talking with Jim. Jim, we were talking about your wife and how she's dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Been diagnosed for about 7 years, is that right?
That's right.
Yep, and so now she's real adamant, works in a hospital, real adamant about not taking the standard medicine, Remicade and methotrexate, sulfasalazine, I mean, all of the different medicines that are typically recommended standard of care for rheumatoid. And so now, which it's normal, rheumatoid arthritis will affect certain areas of the hands, and it can really affect different areas. It can do the elbows, the knees, the ankles, the shoulders. It can affect just about any area, but the standard in the hands are in the wrist and also in our knuckles, our regular knuckles, the basic knuckles, like where you make the fist, called our MCPs, and then also in the what we call the pip joints, the proximal interphalangeal joints, which is kind of your middle knuckle right there. So yeah, those are the ones that it affects, and that's why when it affects the pip joints, which is the proximal interphalangeal, that's where it starts bending the fingers. And that's where we get those deformations that form. And those are called the Burchard's nodes. And so it really is a challenge all the way around. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to rheumatoid arthritis and you're dealing with that,
I was talking to a rheumatologist, and it was really one of the top in the country. And he has some really good insights that, of course, kind of floored me a little bit. Just so you know, I'm not a big fan of having to do methotrexate or the Remicade or anything. But he was telling me that the mechanism of how it works within the body, which, I mean, we all study it and we know it. If you go to medical school, you study all this stuff. But again, you learn so much information, some of these little details you leave out. And that's why the specialties are so important, because once you go through your general training and then you go into your specialty, although you forget a lot of the basics, you get so specialized that you know that one specialty inside and out. And when we were talking rheumatology, it just blew me away. And he was showing me the mechanism, although it is a little hard on your liver, the medication, which most medications are. But the methotrexate and Remicade, really tough on the liver as well. That's why I have to check blood work and all. But he said that it really can really slow down the progression, or if not stop, he said, the progression of the rheumatoid. And literally, I walked around with him with some patients, and it was, he showed me some different cases of some people that he had taken care of. And there were some that did it late, kind of like your wife is doing, where she's just putting it off until it gets so bad that she's forced to do something. And those are the ones that you can't help, because once the deformation happens, it's completely non-reversible. It will not ever go back to the same, ever. But if you catch it in time, when the pain begins and all, then it is. And I know you're faced with the deal of, hey, listen, my wife's pretty hard-headed, strong-willed, and when she's got her mind made up, there's no changing it. So your biggest, I guess, goal here is to be her cheerleader and to be her biggest fan and to be her encourager and be like, look, honey, you know, I talked to this guy, or you've done some research, however you want to pitch it. And give her that example. Now, am I saying go take the Remicade and all? That's a decision that she has to make. But I will tell you, coming from a guy that I highly respect, and that's board certified in rheumatology, has been practicing for well over 20 years. It was very, I mean, the evidence and what he showed me, I'm pretty sold on the concept of it. But let me tell you this, from a natural side of things, there is a lot she can do. Now, here's the deal. Here's a little trick of the trade. You're dealing with T1 helper cells and T2 helper cells. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So let's go back to the basics. Take that medical approach that I just told you and that information, and I want you to just hold it in a box. Let's go over here to the natural side. Natural side of things when you're dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, what does it mean? It means that it's self-attacking. So that the body thinks that the joints, for whatever reason, is foreign to the body, and it's causing, it potentially cause damage to the body. So what happens? The immune cells, the T1 killer cells, and the T1 helper cells, and the T2 helper cells, you just call them killer T cells, but those immune cells begin an all-out attack on whatever they think is an invader to the body. So if they think the joints are an invader, they're attacking the joints, which causes the breakdown and the deformation. Now, here's the deal. There is a way nutritionally to look into, they found, research has, to use certain components to suppress. Can't stop it, because remember, autoimmune disease is like a light switch. Once you turn the light switch on, the best you can hope for is that there's a really good dimmer switch on there. And your goal and your hope is to get that dimmer switch to dim all the way down when the light's barely on. So you can slow that process down, all right? Now, there's a little self-test. There's blood tests and everything else you can check, and you can get with your doctor on that. But I can tell you a little self-test at home where you can kind of know, she might notice some things for herself. First thing when dealing with autoimmune is that you have to figure out which one is active. One of those T, usually not both of the T helper cells, are activated. It's kind of like a teeter-totter or a seesaw. And, you know, if one side goes up, the other one goes down. If the other side goes up, the other one comes down. So it's usually like that. And so when you're dealing with the T1 and the T2 helper cells, the reality is green tea activates the T1 helper cells. And echinacea tea, or echinacea in general, I just mentioned the teas because it just kind of is what it is. The the echinacea tea, rather, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Echinacea tea affects the T1 helper cells. Green tea affects the T2 helper cells. So, for example, here's a little self-test. If she were to drink green tea and feel better, all right, then it's probably, it's going to be suppressing the T2 helper cells. If she drinks green tea and feels worse, she's stimulating the T1 helper cells, meaning that substance is stimulating it, because certain, they found that certain herbal components and certain foods can stimulate and suppress the T1 and T2, not like a medication can, but it's almost like it can either aggravate it or relax it, if that makes any sense. And so that's a little self-test. So, for example, she might want to look at maybe drinking echinacea tea for 3 days or so and see how her body feels. If she feels better, but if that therapeutic dose, and you might only have to take a half a tablet a week, but that medication can be preventative for the joints getting worse. But what if she was doing an anti-inflammatory diet, figured out whether the T1 or T2 helper cells were involved, and could construct a diet around that, which could be her daily weapon? Then if she has to take the medicine for a preventative method to go to that next level, it might be 80% less of a dose that she would have to take if she did nothing. See what I'm saying? So if she has to use some of that to be protective against her joints breaking down even more, then I mean it is what it is. But if she can combine more of a natural thought of what can she do to get the body functioning at its best and suppress whatever immune cells are attacking her body, see, that's where the real help comes in, and that's where you can combine the natural-based thought and research behind that with traditional thought of healthcare. So that it's really not one or the other, and I hope you can kind of convey that to her, that it's good to look at both sides, especially when you're dealing with a rheumatoid. And I got to tell you, until yesterday, I wouldn't have agreed with everything I just said. But after I've seen what I've seen, there's some strong validity to it. So I hope you'll consider that, and I hope that gives you some conversation tools for your wife. But we're always here for you. If you need anything, keep me posted, or you can always shoot me an email at asaandrew.com. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Ace. How you doing?
Living well, Joe. What's going on?
Dr. Ace, I have a runny nose and I sneeze and I'm coughing, and sometimes my throat feels so way down. And I like to know what can I do for this symptom.
How long has it been going on?
About 3 days ago.
Okay. You've been going pretty hard, pretty stressed out?
Well, sort of, yes.
So nothing new going on. You just started having the runny nose and the sore throat.
Right.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor yet?
No, I haven't been to the doctor.
Well, you got two options. I mean, it sounds like it could be bacterial and it could be viral, because you're still within about a 3-day period. Do you have any fever?
Sometimes, not too often.
Yeah, have you checked your fever to see if it was elevated?
No, I sure have.
Yeah, I would at least get a thermometer and check to see if you had any kind of fever within that. Because, I mean, with bacterial, here's the deal. Bacterial infections, if it lingers very long, then you might want to consider, you know, going to your physician and getting it treated. If it's viral, it'll be in and out pretty quickly, but you'd have a fairly strong fever if it was viral, and it would hit you probably harder than what you're feeling now. So again, probably a little bacterial infection, and you kind of got an option. See how it feels, and this is my thought. This is what I would do. You see how it feels, and you know, crank up things like vitamin C and, you know, just all your immune supplements and all, and eat really, really well. Cut out all the sugar and all that. Just, you know, make better choices here for the next week and do the best you can there. Drink plenty of water, all those, you know, common sense stuff, and see how the body does. If it's still flared up, I'd go to your doctor and consider, you know, getting treated for it if it's lingering around. But again, you know, most bacterial infections clear out in 14 days. But, you know, again, it's the gauging point of how bad it's affecting you. Only you know that.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, chronic pain is something that so many people deal with. They do, and the use of drugs for it, narcotic drugs, are even more prevalent. A lot of the pain clinics are forming now, and the adage is, I think right now, that in Florida, there's more pain clinics than there are in the entire country combined. And it's really become a challenge, but they're saying now that chronic pain can affect, or is affecting, 116 million Americans. And it's become a real public health issue. And it's time something to do about it. They're saying that there's a report done by the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was mandated by the healthcare overhaul law that estimates that chronic pain costs between $560 billion and $635 billion each year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But it adds pain and also personal and affecting each person's individuality. So the chronic pain from cancer to back pain is influenced by heredity, stress, depression, and other factors, and sometimes lingers after the underlying condition is treated because of the changes in the nervous system. So pain can be a disease in and of itself, yet the report points out few medical schools require or even offer courses on pain, and I'll tell you that. Exactly. I'm telling you right now that in medical school, we learned nothing about pain management. Zero. They don't even offer it. So if you don't get it in some of your rotations, which, I mean, it depends on through internal medicine or family medicine, if you deal with some chronic pain patients, which most of those do, depending on where you did your training, and you don't get any education on it. So you're just kind of off to the races. Hopefully you'll get some through an internship or a residency. So as one member of the committee in this report, Dr. Sean Mackey, chief of Stanford University Division of Pain Management, said in a news release that chronic pain is a disease that affects more people. Now listen to this. It affects more people than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. That's huge. All right, those are your big three. Heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. Chronic pain is a disease, so they're calling it a disease that affects more people than all the big guns that we see in America combined. Yet we spend only a small portion of the budget of the National Institutes of Health on understanding its cause or how to treat it. And our hope is that this report will serve as a wake-up call, they're saying, which I think this is good to our country. And the new healthcare law requires that a National Academy of Sciences arm that make recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services about the state of the science, they call it, in pain research, care, and education. And the report calls for more than everything, more research, more training in pain, which I think would be good for healthcare professionals, and expanded insurance coverage of pain care, because, I mean, that is crazy. I completely agree. If there's no training in it, you know, with it being one of the top diseases in our country, as they're calling it, it's pretty amazing. So the government, actually the government agencies and healthcare providers, professional groups, educators, and everyone, really public or private, they're saying pays for healthcare really can help get the job done in this. And I do. I agree with that. I think that it's a huge wake-up call for all of us if you're in the healthcare field at all. And I think that without a shadow of a doubt, if it's affecting 116 million people in this, it's pretty incredible. And we're spending $500+ billion a year in lost productivity and medical expenses. It's time to make a change. And unfortunately, it's basically legalized drug use. And the problem with it is it's had a bad rap for a long time, is because there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong when I say this, there are many people that need the pain medications. They do. Literally, they're in end-stage cancer. They're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chronic back pain that's so painful you can't even move, and they really do need it. It's very hard to gauge when somebody is using, so to speak, when they're actually taking the medications simply because they want to. They enjoy the high, they like the way it makes them feel. They are going through things in their life, and maybe it helps numb the pain, the emotional pain. And I've seen plenty of patients that do. I mean, I've seen plenty of people and patients that do that, and it's sad. It really is. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation of it. And I think it needs to change. I think there needs to be a strong regulation of it. I've seen certain clinics and I've seen certain programs put in a three-step protocol where they can actually screen you. And then if you get into what they call a high-risk category through some of the screening process and the interview process, then they won't give you the meds. And I've seen that, and I think it's good. It is a very good process, because that way no one comes in on the first day and they can get the drugs. You have to go through a process. And only when you get through that process, and you know, they're great actors too. Let me tell you, people that want their drugs become very good at this. So I think that in the middle of this all, if education would change, if it would become mandatory, which I think for physicians and providers, mid-level providers, to go through some type of educational course where they could really brush up on pain management, understand it better. It's one thing to understand the drug and the biochemistry of it and know how and when to give it. But it's another thing to understand the entire process of pain management, when to use it, when not to, you know, how to read situations better, and to have good training and quality training. And some people say that comes with experience, but at the end of the day, there should be some standardized testing, because you're going to have younger docs, nurses, and whomever that come out of the gate that don't know and may make poor judgments, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there could be some inexperience involved just based on the game that's being played. So in this area, with it trumping heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined, it's an area that needs extreme focus, in my opinion, that we really need to jump on to go to the next level in our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or...
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.